Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tanell, and tonight, Beauty Talk meets the makeup chat. Good evening. I'd like to say good evening to my sister Denise and to Jennifer James. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us. For those of you who may not know, I don't know why you wouldn't know, but Jennifer James is the one that's behind Makeup Chat. You see her all over Twitter, and she has a Facebook group page, so everyone really should know about it, but if not, you will after tonight's show. Let's just jump right in. Let's just get started.
Well, actually, I'm not actually behind it.
Oh. I do stand to be corrected. Who's
kinda,
is it something you created?
I just kind of dove in Candy Floss style.
Gotcha. Is it something that you created?
No, actually, I didn't. I'm not sure who created it, but after I found out about it, I just jumped in head first.
Well, to be honest with you, it seems like it's something that you, because I always see you all the time with Makeup Chat, so it seems like you're the one that's behind it or running it. But nonetheless, we have you here tonight. And we just want to just dive right in. Even though you're not the one who started it or behind it, what's been some of your experiences just by participating through the Makeup Chat?
Well, actually, I really enjoyed it because it links up anybody on Twitter, and that's global, who will hashtag any of their tweets having anything to do with beauty, you know, with Makeup Chat. So what I really enjoyed about it is getting to know makeup artists in other parts of the world and different genres that, you know, I may not work in right now or never have worked in. And just the exchange, because you're communicating with so many different makeup artists who are on every level of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really interesting to get all those perspectives.
What seems to be like one of the main topics that everyone wants to discuss?
Other than product recommendations, let's see.
I think the business. You know, I've been seeing that a lot lately, where in the Makeup Chat group on Facebook, where everyone's asking questions about the business. You know, even down to questions like, you know, doing makeup services for free, you know, how often they should do that, when, you know, should they start charging, how much should they charge, you know, trading services, things like that. I had a young lady to call me today who, you know, really wanted to talk about just the, you know, just the whole business side of the makeup industry. And, you know, I even had an email I received today of someone who wanted to talk, you know, more about the whole business side of the industry. So I think the people out there, you know, they've got the products on lock. They can handle the products, but the actual business side of it all, I think, is where people are kind of falling short.
Okay, I hear that. You're absolutely right. but what can we offer them? It's interesting because it depends on, you know, everybody's at all these different levels and different people want to know different things. But you know what? I have really heard a strong kind of ongoing request. People, they really don't understand how to actually push themselves out there and really get
right.
their name out.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that, and all of that has been wrapped up in, you know, a lot of the things I've been hearing, a lot of the questions I've been getting. It's like, how do I, you know, I really want to do this. It's my passion. I mean, I just read an email like that, I mean, probably about 40 minutes ago. You know, it's my passion. How do I get started? Well, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think one of the best ways to get started is to just do it. You know,
yeah,
not really
absolutely.
Have a particular thing or a way of going about it. Just get out there and do it. Like, when you know, whenever you're out and about, tell everyone that you're a makeup artist. Even if you don't
right.
have a resume, just say, oh, you know, whatever, I do makeup. You know, and then
right.
from there, people get to know. And so, oh, my friend's looking for somebody to do her wedding. And then you do a wedding, and then people like your makeup, and then they tell somebody. You just have to keep telling people what you do, and you just have to, you know, just keep networking. It's not really, I don't think there's one particular way, you know, you don't have to have a long plan, like I'm going to start this way and I'm going to start that. Just do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, and also, if you're going to just do it, and if this is truly your passion and you really want to do this for a living, then one, get some business cards. Basic business cards, your name, your phone, you know, a means of someone to contact you, you know, your phone number, your email address, and at least have a business card so that if, when you do meet people and you do tell them that you're a makeup artist and this is what you do, you can give them a business card so that they can contact you. Start there. Work on getting your business card. If you don't have any work to show anyone, if you don't have photos, if you don't have a website or a portfolio, just start taking photos of your work. So if, you know, like people take photos of their work all the time and they put it on Facebook, put those photos in a, you know, in something so that when you're walking around and you tell people that you're a makeup artist, you have them. Even if it's in a small photo album, you have something. And, you know, don't get caught up in it's not a professional portfolio. Well, you have to start somewhere, and sometimes we can't provide professional portfolios. We have to start with something. So just start there. Start with just something small so that you have something to present to people. And then, you know, maybe you can put, like, I don't know, 5 images on a CD. So, and just have your CDs, you know, on your portfolio on your CD. So when you want to show some pictures, just give someone a CD. They can take it with them. They can keep it. You know, start with basic things like that. And I think that would be great for, you know, when you introduce yourself to someone and say that you're a makeup artist, you have something to give them, something that they can go back to and say, oh, okay, this is, you know, what I have on her. Then once you've gained some experience and you have the finances to do a website or to get a portfolio, then you start with that. But in the meantime, start with your business cards and just some basic photos of your work if you have them. And then if you don't have them, be willing to do a demonstration as well. So you must start with a kit, a basic kit.
So I would say, let me just throw this in. What if somebody wants, what if they're beyond that? What if they've already been in the industry, let's say 5 or 6 years, they feel confident about their experience, they've gathered a pretty decent portfolio, but they just feel kind of stuck. They don't know, you know, what do I do next? I can't seem to be getting any of these paid jobs I'm hearing about other people getting, and I know that my work is equivalent or better than theirs. I hear that from a lot of people. They just,
well, you know,
I think
at that point they have to really figure out where they want to go as far as, like, what are your interests in? Do you like fashion? You know, are you into beauty makeup? Do you like creating monsters? What is it that you want to focus on? Find a focus. And I think once you find a focus in makeup, then you can target certain areas. If you feel like beauty is your strong point and that's what you want to do, okay, let's start there. Then maybe you want to start contacting photographers, okay? Let people know, you know, again, you're a makeup artist, you want to work with photographers, you know, I'll be willing to, you know, trade some services. You know, a lot of people don't want to do makeup for photographers for free, but if you want to get photos, that's your best way to do that. Do some work for free. You're not going to get paid for everything, especially when you're first starting out. So you have to give a little to get a little. So I say start, you know, finding photographers in your area, start shooting with them, testing with them, okay? Once you do that, you can, you know, you'll get photos. Those are photos you can start showing people. If you really want to go in the area of fashion and photography and, you know, maybe like working with just individuals like, you know, in the music industry or something. You want to be a personal for someone in the music industry or something like that. Or you just want to do, you know, celebrities in general. Then maybe you want to get with an agency. And if you want to get with an agency, you're going to have photos. So you have to work that area with where you're working with photographers. And just get out there, find beautiful models, and just really work it. Get as many photos as you can get. I mean, your portfolio is going to, you know, change all the time anyway. So just keep working, keep getting those photos. You know, if let's just say TV is your thing, okay? But let's say there are no TV shows shooting in your area that you know of. Then start with television news. You know, most of those places don't really have a budget for makeup. Most of them don't. Some of them do. Just start calling the news station. Start calling around. When you see anchors on TV, most of the time nowadays, you will see their email addresses under their name. If not, those television stations have a website. Go to that website. They'll have the anchors listed on their website. Go to those anchors. Find their email addresses. Email them personally. Let them know you're willing to do their makeup. If you can, see if you can come in to do their makeup one evening. Some of them may call you back. Some of them may not. You may want to throw in there you'll be willing to do their makeup this one time for free. You never know. It could lead to a job. It may or may not.
Absolutely. Now, I'm liking my role as the devil's advocate makeup artist. So can I throw out another one?
Yeah, sure.
I'm hearing, you know, some of the emails that I get, some of the little notes on Facebook and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just asked me the other day, how do they judge whose class is today?
Well, let me just throw this out really quickly. Take anybody's class because you can learn. I'm serious. You can learn. And at one point I had a problem with this, but then I kind of got it together. But you can learn from anyone. I don't care what
Absolutely.
Level they're on. It could be someone It could be someone who just started doing makeup, and you could have been doing makeup for 15 plus years. That person who just started, they may have a certain technique to, I don't know, you know, conceal or something that you may have never thought of. And it could be the best thing, and it could be a quick way to conceal blemishes or to cover tattoos or something. You never know who you can learn from, so learn from anyone. But I can understand if, you know, you've been in the business at least 6 or 7 years and you're like, okay, this person just started doing makeup. I'm not sure I want to take their class. Okay, well, then take someone else's class. Feel them out. If you don't want to spend money, you know, buy it. If you don't want to spend a lot of money on the class, buy a DVD. Because you'll never know what you can learn from someone until you actually study them or study under them. And let me just add this. I agree with what my sister is saying, but I still have a little issue with that question. And I'll say for myself, because I remember back when I first started, and this was like 13 years ago, when I first started, the only people that were going around the country teaching classes were people who had been in the business for a long time. And they all had really, really impressive resumes. When I went to school, I had a teacher who had an impressive resume, and she had been in the business for a long time. All of these people were experienced. A couple of classes
a couple of classes after me, when my particular instructor was leaving the school, they had two girls who had just graduated the class after me who was going to be teaching. I was so thankful that I had already gone through the school because I didn't want that. I wanted someone who was experienced and I could learn just by listening to them talk about their experiences. I could pick up something just from that alone. Not only what they would teach me, but just listening to them talk about their experiences, you know, I gained a lot. Now, I will say, if there's a class out there that you're interested in taking and you're not sure who to take classes from, I would research that person. Go online and see what they've done, you know, especially if they're charging a lot of money. If they're charging a lot of money, I need to know who this person is, what they're going to be teaching me before I say, okay. Just like my sister said, if it's someone that you're like, oh, yeah, she's good, but, you know, my work is just as great. What am I going to learn for her? If they have a DVD, buy the DVD. That's why I buy DVDs all the time because, one, I just enjoy watching makeup DVDs. Some of them aren't worth 2 cents. Some of the stuff that some of the people are saying, you're like, she's wrong on that or she's wrong on that. But, you know, I still like to watch because, there's, like my sister said, there's always something that you can learn. But you may
sometimes you may just want to research.
Yeah, and it's very inspiring. And you can always, again, just research the person if you're struggling with who should I take a class from. You know, again, I like those people who've been out there for a while, especially when it comes to film and television classes. I really, you know, I know most people who are teaching classes for that anyway are the experienced ones because they're getting into, you know, a lot of, you know, different things in different areas. But, you know, a lot of these people out here who are teaching, like, these classes that's on beauty, you know, runway makeup and things like that, they don't necessarily have to have been in the business for 20 years, you know. But it's great, you know, when they've done Fashion Week or Hubbleton, you know, it would be nice, you know what I mean? Like, some people are teaching runway makeup and have never worked on the runway. They may know, but, you know, it's up to you. You know, it's really up to you.
Yeah.
So I would just say research. If you're struggling with it, just research.
And then also, and well, part of the reason why I said, you know, you can learn from anyone, take everybody's classes, is because there are going to be people out there who they're not going to have classes offered in their cities, you know, and the classes that that may be offered may not be from the best makeup artist, but it's something. So that's enough, I think, to get them started. I mean, I think we've all taken a class where we're probably like, yeah, she didn't really teach me anything. No. Right. And so, but, you know, sometimes you just have to go through that, you know. But some people aren't going to have the opportunity to pay $500 and $600 for a class. Some people may not be able to pay $100 for a class. So if there's a, you know, a $35, $40 class being offered, why not?
Right.
And I just want to remind our listeners, those who are listening by phone or on your computers, the call-in number, if you have a question, is 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. Call in, ask any question that you want. This is Beauty Talk, Meets Makeup Chat. So call in, give us your questions.
Now, one thing I wanted to bring up was I posted something in the Facebook Makeup Chat a few days ago. And I've had a couple of people, again, call and email me about it, and they wanted to discuss it. They wanted to know what I meant by this. And basically I said, if you're going to play in this makeup, I mean, if you're going to play in this game, meaning, you know, the beauty industry or whatever, one, you have to learn how to play the game. And within learning how to play the game, I said, A, you need to study your craft. B, you need to study others. You needed to study the game. And then, two, after learning how to play the game, learn who the players are in the game. And after learning who the players are in the game, then three, decide your game piece. And basically, with all of that, just going back to learning how to play the game. And within that, you know, of course, in order to be in this business, You really have to learn the business. So you really, number one, again, study your craft. if you're not going to study your craft to be the best makeup artist you can be, you're not going to be successful in this business. Study others, basically, like we were talking about, you know, taking classes from others, not just taking classes from others and studying how they, you know, are teaching you how to do your craft, but also study them, you know, listen to what they say, listen to how they say they got started in the industry. Look at them. If they're teaching you something and they're telling you something, but yet they don't quite line up with what they're saying, sometimes that alone teaches you how to be better than they are. You know, sometimes to be a great makeup artist, you just have to learn from a bad makeup artist. You have to study others in studying their styles, studying exactly like what, you know, what they say, study how they conduct themselves in the industry. When you see successful people have a certain swag. They walk a certain way. They talk a certain way. They look a certain way. Study that. And then study the game itself, just really knowing the ins and outs of the business. You know, it's more than about your craft. It's more than about, you know, studying other people. But it's just knowing the politics of the game as well and just knowing how everything is done. Sometimes we have to stop asking questions and just listen. We have to listen and we have to observe. And when we listen and observe, we can learn so much more than just asking a question and getting a response. And then, two, you know, learn who the players are in the game. Like, who are the real players in the game? You know, is it the people who are going around doing the classes who, you know, who we think are so great because they, you know, they have a, you know, they have a great following and people like them? You know, is it the people who've been in the industry, you know, 20 plus years? Or is it the major corporations? Like, who are the real players in this game? And then decide your game piece. Who are you going to be in this game? You know, are you going to be that makeup artist who's doing film, TV? Are you going to be, you know, the makeup artist who, you know, who works on celebrities, your personal to so-and-so? Are you going to be that person? Are you going to do, you know, fashion runway? Who are you going to be in this game? Are you going to be the salon owner, the cosmetic line owner? You know, who are you going to be? So we have to decide all of those things. We have to look at all of those factors, and then just start breaking each area down and figuring it out. And from, I think once we take the time to break down each of those areas, it's going to come together for everybody. But sometimes we just have to stop, and we have to stop wanting it so much and so bad that we can't. You know, come and have some kind of focus. We have to have some type of focus. And I think once you get that focus, you can kind of calm down, settle down, and you can begin to start taking things step by step and watching it, you know, work itself out. But we have to have a plan because everybody is a makeup artist. So like I said, decide your game piece. Who are you going to be in this game?
And decide how you're going to play. Go into the game piece part a little bit more.
Go into that a little bit more.
The game piece part, because that sounds like it's totally related to what niche, where are you going to fall in genre? What's going to be your focus?
Yeah, exactly, and that's exactly what I meant by that. Like, what's going to be your focus, you know? Like, how is this career going to work itself out for you? Like, what are you going to do in the game, you know? I mean, are you just going to follow the rules of the game and just, you know, play like that but not really have a true understanding of how the game is played? Like, you know, what, like, and just where are you going to fall? Like, how are you going to walk it out? You know, you have to decide what it is you want to do. And I think a lot of people get so lost in this industry because they just want to be a makeup artist, and they think they love this and they think they love that, and they know they love this and they know they love that, but they don't really know because they haven't done it. And it's okay not to have done everything. It's okay not to have done everything and not to really understand certain aspects of the industry. That's okay. But you have to kind of say, like when I first started, I just knew I was going to do music videos, and I was going to do, you know, I was just going to do fashion, and it was just all about beauty makeup. That's what I was going to do. I was a face beater. I was going to do beauty. I'm doing film and television. I mean, of course, I've done everything, and I do everything, but my focus and my love is film and TV. But I didn't know that that was what I was going to do. I mean, I just thought, I'm not doing that. I want my work to be in magazines. I wanted to be, you know, music videos. You know, I want my work to walk down the runway. But I did a music video, and I decided, okay. And I did, you know, 10 more music videos. And I thought, oh, God, this is definitely not for me. But then all during that same time, I was, like I said, I was doing CNN, doing local television news, you know, for all the news, you know, affiliates. And I was doing everything, working with photographers. I was just doing everything at once. I've done weddings, and I knew that wasn't for me. And for some reason, I keep getting booked for weddings. You know, that's definitely not a love of mine, but it's a job, you know. It pays you just like everything else. But you have to, you know, you have to touch everything to realize, okay, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, but I think I like this enough to try it again. And that's what happened with film. By the time I got to film, by the time I worked on a film the first time, I knew I was hooked. I was hooked because it was nothing like music videos, nothing. And I was like, I didn't care if I ever touched another music video. I knew I wanted to do film from the first day I worked on a movie. I loved it then, and I still love it now. Is that all I want to do? No. But it's how I make my living. It's how I make my living. It's how I choose to make my living. And I'm happy with that. So you want to get to that point. You want to decide how you want to do it. You want to do it, and then you want to be happy with that decision. Because if you're not happy with that decision, you need to find something else.
Yeah, and the only way you know you're going to make yourself happy with that is if you get in the environment and you see the pace. You feel the energy. You get to know every single aspect, every corner of that room. I'm just saying room to describe that particular area of makeup. You have to get in there and feel it. Or you really don't know what you want to do.
Right.
Like a little kid at FAO Schwartz. And you walk in there, it's all those colors. You're like, oh, my God, I'm home. Then you start playing with the different toys. You're like, well, I don't even like this.
Exactly.
You gotta get in there. And some of you may need to give a little bit more time because sometimes you can fall in and out of love with certain ones, too.
Absolutely.
I want to stress the patience and a little bit more dedication to footwork and dues pay.
Yes. Yes.
If I hear the word grind one more time, that's all people say, grinding this, grinding that, and then it's not panning out on the other end. So what are you grinding? Your teeth?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, are you really grinding? Because if you're grinding, you really digging a hole for that thing. You really going in. But where are the results? There aren't going to be any results when you start today and give up next week. You really have to put the work in. And if it means putting the work in for 4, 5, 6, 7 months before you get that first paid job, then so be it. Because guess what? Those people who you've done jobs for nothing, they will remember that. Because sometimes when you're working with people, sometimes you got to realize sometimes those people are at the beginning of their careers or at the early stages of their careers.
Especially and everybody asking you to work for free is not trying to get over.
Right.
You know, some producers or some, you know, some people bring you into work just don't have it, but they remember you. They remember you, you know, down the road, or they'll remember, okay, she's coming back to work with me every time, you know, and I know that I'm going to have to make good with her, you know, I know that I'm going to have to eventually pay, you know, pay this person. And when they're able to, they will. That's not everybody, but that's some people, you know, and sometimes you just have to do it. If you're trying to build a resume, you know, and so, and it's just good to give back sometimes. It's just good. I think it keeps you humble when you can go out there, work, and do your best on a job and get paid absolutely nothing. And I understand that times are hard and we can't all do this all the time, but when you just come out of makeup school, you better learn how to do some work for free. Plain and simple. And we have a call from the phone line from Greensboro. I'll let her in. Trying to bring you in. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Hello.
Hi, it's Siobhan.
How are you?
Hi, Siobhan.
Is that Siobhan Lyon?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a two-part question.
Okay.
I'm wanting to do more high fashion, mm-hmm. runway, editorial, things of that nature. Do you need a agent to do that? And can you break down talent manager and booking manager?
Okay, let me say this first. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't think you need an agent.
You need to go where it is first.
Yeah, right. I don't think you. What was that, Jennifer?
She needs to go to where that's happening first.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think you need an agent for anything. I do agree with Jennifer. If you want to do fashion, then you really need to be in New York.
I will say this, Siobhan, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I will say this. If you don't live in New York, you're not planning to move to New York, you don't care about going to New York, but you still want to do high fashion, I'm not saying that it's not possible. What I'm saying is that maybe you need to go to New York, start networking with the people that are in high fashion, you know, and your fashion weeks come twice a year. Who's to say that you can't participate in that and go to New York during those times when fashion weeks occur and then go back to where you live? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you need to surround yourself around those people, you know, network and let them know, I like to do this. You know, people come from Maryland all the time and go to New York and do makeup for fashion week. So you don't have to live there, but you need to get there.
That goes back to learning who the players are in the game. You know, learning
mm-hmm.
who the top makeup people are in fashion. You know, who's the top makeup people in film and TV, you know? You need to learn who those people are so you know who to connect with. Because this is the thing. It's just like Jennifer said about, you know, doing some of the footwork. Like I said, and I know we say it a million times all the time when we talk about this, you know, when we first started in the business, there was no internet or the very, very early stages of the internet. So we didn't have the resources that we have now. We didn't have the Twitter or the Facebook, the MySpace, or the ability to use Google. We didn't have that. And when the internet came along, if you did a Google search on something, you didn't come up with much. All the resources you have now, you can find out information about anything or anybody online. Back then, we didn't have that, so we had to do footwork, okay? We had to, you know, sit there and think, okay, how do I attack this? If I want to do fashion, how do I attack this? The first thing you think about it when you want to do fashion is New York City, okay? So I live here. How do I manage to get connected in New York City? Well, I guess in order for me to do that, I have to go to New York. So if I'm going to, you know, I've got to plan out how I can, you know, maintain a lifestyle where I live and then go to New York enough times to be connected and to get connected. Okay, and then not just that, but how do I find the makeup artist in New York? So if you're looking through magazines, because at that point in time, magazines were big, and that's pretty much how you got your information. Get fashion, buy fashion magazines. Go to your bookstore, buy fashion magazines. Leave Greensboro, go to Charlotte, buy fashion magazines. Buy something different than you would buy in Greensboro. Leave Charlotte and Greensboro, go to Raleigh, North Carolina. Buy a fashion magazine that you wouldn't buy in any of those cities. Leave those places, come to Atlanta, buy a fashion magazine. You know, leave those places, go to D.C., go to New York, buy fashion magazines. Read those magazines. Read who the editors are, okay? That's another point. Start calling the editors. Start emailing the editors. Start looking through those magazines. You know, look and see who's doing the makeup and, you know, in some of the editorials. Find out information on those people. Because I guarantee you there's some information about those people online or their agencies online. Get in the know. But you have to do that. And you know what? You can do all of that and something still may not happen for you. But you got to keep going, okay? I did all that. What's next?
Awesome.
And you know what else? Now, the second half of your question you asked, what was the difference between, say that, repeat the second half of your question.
What was the difference between a booking and a talent manager or agency representation?
Now, agency representation can be very tricky. And you have to know, sometimes you won't know until you get involved and find out for yourself. Sometimes that's the hard way. But you have to know the difference. Now, you know, when you go to the magazines and you see the makeup artists and they're represented by this agency, that agency, if you go and you look up those agencies, you can tell that they are reputable agencies. A lot of times, I know when I first started off, a makeup artist out of D.C. Had an agency. You know, and, you know, I was affiliated with her agency. She got me jobs. And basically, the type of agency that it was, and I don't know if she still has it or not, but the type of agency that it was an agency where pretty much she booked a lot of jobs and she can't be in two places at one time. So you take the jobs, you get other makeup artists to do those jobs, you pay them, and she's getting a cut from it as well. So basically what she's probably charging for the job is her rate, and then I'm getting, you know, a small portion of it, and she's getting the remainder and over working on some other job somewhere or not working at all. Mm-hmm. Those are great for building your resume, but that's not a real agency. You know what I'm saying? That's not a real agency. You will have people that will tell you agents will get you jobs. Then you will have people that will tell you agents won't get you jobs. You know, it's really, really tricky. When I first started out in makeup, because I was listening to what my sister was saying earlier about finding your focus. When I first started, that's what I wanted to, you know, I wanted to get with an agent. I was trying to build my book, this, that, and the other. And then I fell into film and television. But the more I think about it, I'm not sure that's the route that I want to go, because I've heard, you know, I've heard people, and this is another thing, when you ask that question, people are going to tell you one thing or the other, and the answer that you get is going to be based on their experience. So people will say agencies are great, you need to have agencies so you can, you know, work with the top ad agencies and the top, you know, beauty campaigns or whatever, you know, that's not always true, but for the most part, most of those companies are choosing artists from the agencies because they feel like those are the top artists. But you have some of the top artists not being represented by agencies, and a lot of them aren't being represented by agencies because they don't want to go through somebody taking a percentage of their money. Sometimes, depending on what industry you work in, especially the music business, a lot of times it takes a long time to get your money.
Yeah, at least 90 days.
And then when you finally get your money, somebody's taking a cut. some people aren't willing to do that. So, you know, the all top artists aren't with agencies, you know, and that's not to say that the best ones are with agencies. You know, having a talent manager, sometimes managers sometimes play the role of agents. I often wondered if it was important for makeup artists, hairstylists to even have managers. I'm not sure, but again, like I said, sometimes a manager, when it comes to hair and makeup, they play the role of an agent. So I can't really describe to you the difference, because sometimes they take on the same responsibility, and I guess it just really depends on what they're willing to do for you.
Cool. Thank you guys so much.
But,
doing awesome.
But understand this one thing, though, Siobhan. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You can do for yourself what they can do for you, and sometimes better. And even if you can't do it better, at least have an understanding of what they're doing. Don't give total control of your career to someone else.
Right.
So make sure if somebody's booking you for jobs, then make sure they're booking you for jobs that you didn't tell them about. Because if you're finding your own jobs, why are you giving them a percentage for booking it?
Right.
You know, so if they're going to book you for a job, then let them find out about a job on their own and then book you for it. And you book your own job.
Right. You guys are preaching tonight. Thank you so much. I've learned a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, you
good
too.
Night.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
I have someone from the 405 area code. We're going to try to get you in.
I think that's San Fran.
Hello.
I believe, or no.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, lady?
Hi.
Good.
I'm Sierra from Oklahoma City.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I currently work at a makeup counter, which allows me excellent training in a multitude of practice, but it leaves
mm-hmm.
me very little time to freelance and build my own brand. Did any
mm-hmm.
of you ladies start out working for a cosmetic brand? And if so, how did you make the transition and start
yes.
working for yourself? Or, I mean, can you suggest some ways that I can make the most of my current stepping stone?
Yep.
Well,
sure
first
can.
Let me ask you, hold on 1 second, but first let me ask you, when you say you work for a cosmetic brand, is that full time?
It's not full time right now. It's really awkward hours. It's just like 22 hours, but I'm applying to be full time now.
Okay.
Now, what can you say the brand that you work for?
It's MAC.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I started out freelancing. I freelanced with a couple of lines, and then I started freelancing with Bobbi Brown. And I freelanced for Bobbi Brown, I want to say for like 6 years, 6 or 7 years. But
mm-hmm.
while I was freelancing for Bobbi Brown, I was also, you know, doing, like I said, the film, TV, working for the television news, CNN, doing music videos, working on movies, and believe it or not, working a full-time job.
Wow.
Yes. So if you want to do it, you can do it, okay? I worked a full-time job and was afraid to not work the full-time job because, I've worked as an accountant for 12 years, okay? So
let me stop you really quickly just to let those who may be in the chat room listening, and we may lose you, those who are listening by their computer, we may lose you. I'm having problems with adding time to the show. We have a couple more callers, and I want to get them on. So for those who are listening by phone, you're good. For those who are listening by their computers, we may lose you in less than a minute. So if you want to continue to listen, either call in because I'm having problems with scheduling additional time. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just going to say that, you know, working as an accountant and doing all this at the same time, you know, it was difficult. But and I didn't want to let it go because the accounting job provided me with a full-time income. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. But you have to. But trust me when I say I struggle with that decision. Should I let it go? You know, what should I do? I'm going to have to let the job go eventually because makeup is what's really calling me. It's, you know, it's what I really love to do. So I have to let it go at some point. Well, I ended up getting laid off. So that was perfect but before that time came, I had enough time to, you know, come up with a plan of how I was going to make ends meet without having that full-time gig, okay? But again, like I said, at that point, by the time that came around, I was freelancing for Bobby Brown. I was freelancing for Mac. I was working at a local news station, you know, 5 days a week and working on film. So I made ends meet. But you have to, you know, really decide, is this career what I want? But going back to, you know, the whole freelancing thing and how you make that transition, it can be done. Trust me, I know, you know, it's important to, you know, create your own brand and to really work that. But what you have to do is, going back to what Jennifer said earlier, you have to have patience. You have to have patience. And trust me, freelancing for a line, especially when you can freelance for one line consistently, oh, my God, it's the best education ever. It's, I mean, the absolute best, because you work with so many different skin tones. You work with so many different women of all ages. So you get to touch all kinds of skin, all textures of skin, you know. So it's the best working experience ever. You get to meet different personalities. You know, sometimes people will come to the counter with a nasty attitude. You know, sometimes people are very pleasant. You know, sometimes you just make that connection with someone and you really vibe with that person and you really connect. And so all of these experiences you're going to need for when you work in fashion, for when you work in TV and film, for when you work on music videos. Oh, you're going to need all that for when you work on music videos. But, you know, you're just going to need all those experiences. And, you know, sometimes when you're working it, because trust me, I felt it, like, you know, I'm tired of standing here all day. You can't sit down. You got to, you know, if nobody has an appointment, they want you to go and try to pull people, and they want you to sell, you know. And it's like, yeah, I don't want to lie to people just to sell a product, you know. So there's a whole bunch of things running through your mind, but it's going to be a great experience. If you ever want to have that cosmetic line of your own, you got to learn how to sell, you know. If you ever work in any area of makeup, again, you have to, like I said, you have to be able to deal with all these different personalities, because especially when you're on television and film, you know, you become a psychiatrist. You become, you know, people's doctors. You become people's best girlfriends. You know, you're everything to these actresses and actors. They, you know, they trust you not just to do their makeup, but they trust you, you know, to be their confidant. You know, they want somebody to listen to them. They want somebody to share their opinions about their situations. You know, you become everything to them, but you don't know that because you're thinking, oh, I'm just doing makeup on the film. You know, I'm a film makeup artist, or I'm a television makeup artist, and that's just what I do. But you don't realize you got to be all this other stuff. And I think freelancing helps you to just get to know people.
Yeah.
And it also helps you just to develop your craft.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. But what is it that you really want to do?
I really want more so like a boutique studio type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of want something, like I want my own establishment where it's just my own thing. I enjoy beauty. I enjoy weddings. Like, as far mm-hmm. as, like, television or celebrities and stuff like that, like, I'm not really interested in it. Like, it sounds fun. It's great. But I really do enjoy just everyday women and, like, showing
yep.
them how to make themselves better.
And we need more people like that.
Right.
We need more people like that. I mean, really. We need people who just love to do makeup, regardless of who they're doing makeup on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need more people like that. So, how do you plan to do that?
Well, right now I'm just truly enjoying my counter. And like you said, like, that is one of the advantages. Like, I do run into so many different people, so many different skin types. So, I mean, you don't have the privilege of working with perfect skin everywhere. So really understanding skin and color theory, just really trying to, like, hone in on my skills and master makeup. Like, that's what I'm doing right now, and building clientele and building connections. Oklahoma, fortunately enough, is a small place. So if you work in Mac, like, it's so easy to become the next superstar, like, here
right.
in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of capitalizing on that right now.
Absolutely.
And that's good. Again, that's really good.
I think you're headed down the right track. I mean, just, you know, get your skills to where they need to be, you know, and do those everyday women, you know, show them how they can be beautiful without a whole lot of makeup. You know, educate
exactly.
them about skincare. You know, educate
exactly.
them about skincare. Just, you know, and help them to feel good about themselves, you know, without the makeup, you know. Help them to
right.
feel good on the inside. And then, you
right.
know, everything else is just a piece of cake after that.
Exactly. I mean, just in my area, hair is, like, such a prominent thing here. And I'm just, like, really trying to push, like, the same way you take care of your hair, you should be taking care of your face. So
right.
that's what I'm trying
right.
to do here.
Right. Now tell me your name again.
Sierra.
Sierra. Are you on Twitter, Facebook?
I am on Twitter, not really as a makeup artist, but it's
okay.
Nose in the Air. And
okay.
I'm in the makeup chat line as well. And it's
okay.
Sierra Mir.
Okay. Well, check us out. We're every
right,
Thursday night.
Yep.
Every
right.
Thursday night.
Thank
night
you,
night.
Lady.
Thank
okay,
you
you're
for
welcome.
Your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Jennifer James, are you still with us?
Am I?
Oh, is
yeah.
that you?
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay.
So I had to hang up and call back.
Yeah, see, I saw you hang up, and then when you called back, this number looked kind of strange. So I wasn't sure if that was you or not, but that's you. Okay. What do you think about some of the... What do you think about some of the stuff that we've been talking about? Siobhan Kent called in from Greensboro talking about agency representation, and then Sierra talked about freelancing. We ran out of time, so we're just going to be on for a few more minutes before we end the show.
I mean, I was shaking my head up and down, co-signing everything you guys were saying, especially you know, the thing with that Siobhan asked about in terms of how did she get into the old-fashioned world. People really don't realize the value of networking at the industry trade show.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you work
absolutely.
Those industry trade shows right, you can make yourself you can turn your hanging out at the trade show into an audition. Because that's how
exactly.
people can get a feel for your energy. They can talk to you face-to-face. They can see if, you know, well, I don't want to be around her again. She's a little bit much for me. Or, well, I liked her vibe or whatever. Please do not underestimate the value in attending the trade show and going up to people and just starting a conversation.
Right. I mean, you really have to live
so
to read this stuff.
Yeah.
To
live and
I mean,
absolutely.
You really do. You just have to go all in and just, you know, and just, I mean, take advantage of every opportunity. Every opportunity. I mean, everybody who, you know, all these makeup artists who have all these questions, you all can really do this. You can do this. You know, you can attain that level of success that you want. Just like my sister said earlier, just get started. Just do it. Do something. Just get out there and do something. But after all this information that we've given you tonight, I mean, everyone should just, I mean, on that chat line, you know, instead of, you know, talking about maybe products or whatever else, you all should be coming up with something. I would love to see, let me just say, I challenge you all to just, you know, to post one thing that you're going to do to start your career going. One thing that you're going to do to just get it going.
Post it on the beauty, let's see, where should they post?
Well, they post in the makeup artist chat line and on the group page. Just post it there.
Okay.
Just one thing that you
there,
all are going to do.
On, yeah, post it there, post it on your Facebook page, tweet it. That way,
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
kind of sharing some of the things you want to do, you're making yourself available to have accountability with other colleagues of yours. So they're going to check
absolutely.
Up on you. Oh, Jennifer, I remember you said you were going to such and such. What's happening
yep.
with that? And that can kind of light a fire under your foot if you just allow
yeah, right.
things that you interact with to kind of be your support system and kind of help you push something along that you might kind of be tiptoeing around.
Right.
Absolutely. So there was someone from the 239 area code that was wanting to speak, but I don't know if their call got dropped. So I was trying to wait a few more minutes to see if they were going to call back in. But, yeah, I really hope that this show has inspired you guys. I really hope that, you know, that we can do this, you know, some more. But we're going to have some time in between the next time we do this because I want to see how many people out there are really going to get up and just go for it. Just like you ladies are saying, just post what you're going to do, hopefully to get some fire, you know, under your butt and maybe encourage you to move and to do something. Just get out there and do it. Like I said, tell everybody that you're a makeup artist and that you, you know, that you do makeup. And just get started. Some areas you may just have to try to see if you like it or if you don't. If you don't, you move on to another area in the industry. If you like it, maybe you start working in that area to see if that's really where you want to be. And it just, you know, it goes from there. And then, like my sister was saying, with the Internet, you have all the resources possible. You know, it's there. And just like Jennifer said, it's so important to get out to these industry trade shows, and there's so many of them now. There's no way that you shouldn't be able to eventually make it to one. If it's not financially possible for this year, then start saving for the next year or however long it's going to take for you to get there. But get there. Get there. And I tell you one thing, if it does nothing, it will inspire you if that's all. It will inspire you for sure. And I think for some of us, that's what we need is just a little inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I didn't see where the 239 person called back in. So, you know, even though we ran out of time a little while ago, we're just going to end the call now. But thank you all for tuning in, listening to us. My sister and I both are going to be working on set tomorrow, so we wouldn't be able to do the show tomorrow, but we're going to try to post this show so that those who weren't able to join us tonight can listen. And just tell everybody about it. If not, it'll definitely be up on the profile page. People can go back and listen at any time. If you like tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. Join us next Thursday night. We'll be back on schedule. And join us next Thursday night. Stay tuned to Twitter and Facebook to find out who our guests will be. And thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling in and joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. May I encourage you to, like, do these more often because I think you get a lot more feedback from people. I think you kind of get intimidated with their calling in with questions when there's, like, a big kind of celebrity makeup writer, celebrity in their own right. So maybe this will make people more apt to, you know, just kind of call and get the question out there, get it answered, you know, continue on with their research. A little less intimidated. Some people, they get shy.
I would definitely like to continue to do it with this makeup artist chat line because I think, first of all, there are a lot of makeup artists that are a part of this group, but I think these makeup artists, I mean, they're so genuine in what they're saying, and they really want to know. So, I mean, it's not that other listeners don't really want to know, but, you know, other listeners have the resources, and they already have the information. They've been listening to this show for a long time now. But, I mean, these ladies, I think, can really appreciate what we're telling them, I think. So I would really like to continue on and just, and I'm not saying we have to only offer it to the makeup artist chat line, but, I mean, starting out, let's only offer it to the makeup artist chat line. And then, of course, the world can hear the show afterwards. But, I mean, I think from, you know, the night that we do the show, just let those makeup artists call in and you know, and get their questions out there. And I think everybody will be able to learn from those questions.
Absolutely.
Well, ladies, thank you so much again and again, and we will do it all over again next Thursday night. So have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, have a good night.
All righty, good night, lady. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.